American Language Course, Book 21, Tape 3A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3A. Look at Figure 1. Look at the words and sentences and repeat them.
Number 1. Define. Define. The dictionary defines many words. Number 2. Definition. Definition. There are many definitions of words in the dictionary. Number 3. Justice. Justice. Justice is the action or power of the law. Number 4. Just. Just. He's a good judge. His decisions are just. Number 5. Fair. Fair. I think $30 is a fair price for these shoes. Number 6. Aid. Aid. Tapes, films, and books aid us in learning a second language. Number 7. Represent. Represent. A scale represents justice. Number 8. Stand for. Stand for. A scale stands for justice. The new teacher won't stand for a noisy class. Number 9. Case. Case. A case is a question to be decided in a court of law.
Now listen to the paragraph and read along silently.
One dictionary defines the word justice as the action or power of the law. Another definition given is the quality of being just, right, or fair. To aid us in understanding the idea of justice, let's look at the figure that stands for justice. The figure has her eyes covered to represent the idea that the court system does not look at the person. The court only looks at the facts presented about the case.
Look at the paragraph again and answer these questions. Use the underlined words in your answers.
How does a dictionary define the word justice? Repeat. The word justice is defined as the action or power of the law. What is another definition? Repeat. The quality of being just, right, or fair is another definition. What helps us to understand the idea of justice? Repeat. The figure with the eyes covered aids us in understanding the idea of justice. What does the figure represent or stand for? Repeat. It represents the idea that the court system doesn't look at the person. It looks at the facts about the case.
Go to Figure 2. Repeat the words and example sentences.
Number 1. Judicial. Judicial. The judicial branch of government is in charge of interpreting the laws. Number 2. Court. court. A court is a room or a building where questions about the law can be decided. Number three, crime. Crime. Breaking the law is a crime. Number four, criminal. Criminal. He broke the law. He's a criminal. Number five, legal. Legal. Illegal. Illegal. Driving with a driver's license is legal. Driving without a driver's license is illegal. Number six, civil. Civil. Civil law is different from criminal law. Civil law is about the rights of people. Criminal law deals with breaking or disobeying laws.
Listen to a paragraph and complete it.
In this country, justice is carried out by the judicial branch of government. It is represented at the different levels of government by federal courts, state courts, and county courts. When a crime is committed, a law has been broken. Criminal cases dealing with illegal actions and civil cases dealing with disagreements between private citizens are heard in these courts.
Let's check your spelling.
Number one is judicial. J-U-D-I-C-I-A-L. Number two is represented. R-E-P-R-E-S-E-N-T-E-D. Number three is courts. C-O-U-R-T-S. Number four is crime. C-R-I-M-E. Number five is criminal. Capital C-R-I-M-I-N-A-L. And number six is cases, C-A-S-E-S.
Go to figure four. Look at the words in the box. Repeat each word, listen to a sentence, then repeat it.
Duel. Duel. Duel means two. Determine. Determine. Determine means to make a decision. Guilty. Guilty. He broke the law. He is guilty of breaking the law. Innocent. Innocent. If he's not guilty, he's innocent. Judge. Judge. A judge is an official who makes decisions in a court of law. Jury. Jury. The jury is made up of 12 persons who help in making decisions in a court of law. Lawyer. Lawyer. Interpret. Interpret. A lawyer interprets the laws for his clients.
Now listen to the paragraph and read silently.
Decisions made in a court of law are dual. First, it must be decided whether the accused is guilty or innocent. Then decisions have to be made as to what should happen to the accused if he's found guilty. The judge and the jury are the decision makers. The jury is usually made up of 12 private citizens who together must reach a decision. They usually only participate in one of the two kinds of decisions. The lawyer represents his client in court. He doesn't make any decisions. His job is to interpret the laws and speak for his client in court.
Answer these questions and repeat the correct answers.
Are decisions of only one kind made in a court of law? Repeat. No, they're dual.
What do the first kind of decisions determine? Repeat. They determine whether the accused is guilty or innocent. What do the second kind of decisions determine? Repeat. The second kind of decisions determine what will happen to the accused if he is found guilty. Who are the decision makers? Repeat. The judge and the jury are the decision makers. How many people make up a jury? Usually, 12 persons make up a jury. Does the jury make all the decisions? Repeat. No, they usually only participate in one kind of decision. What does the lawyer do for his client? Repeat. He interprets the laws for his clients.
Go to Figure 5. Listen to the sentences and combine them. Then repeat the correct answers.
Number 1. The mechanic was reliable. He fixed John's car. Repeat. The mechanic that fixed John's car was reliable. Number 2. Sam is a friend. He visited me in the hospital. Repeat. Sam is the friend who visited me in the hospital. Number 3. The man is talking to the police. He had an accident. Repeat. The man that had an accident is talking to the police.
Number 4. Do you know the Portuguese student? He brought the photographs last week. Repeat. Do you know the Portuguese student who brought the photographs last week?
Number 5. The woman left her bag. She was sitting here before me. Repeat, the woman that was sitting here before me left her bag. Number 6, the actors were great. They performed here last week. Repeat. The actors that performed here last week were great. Number 7. I don't know the woman. She wanted to talk to you. Repeat. I don't know the woman who wanted to talk to you. Number 8. Was he the same policeman? He gave you a ticket last week. Repeat. Was he the same policeman that gave you a ticket last week?
Look at figure 6. Listen to the two sentences and a cue. Use the cue to combine them. Number 1. The airplane show was very exciting. It took place in the morning. That. Repeat. The airplane show that took place in the morning was very exciting. Number 2. The box was heavy. Anne carried it upstairs. Which? Repeat. The box which Anne carried upstairs was heavy. Number 3. The vending machine is around the corner. It has small cans of juice. Which? Repeat. The vending machine, which has small cans of juice, is around the corner. Number 4. Kim has coins in that box. They are from different countries. That. Repeat. Kim has coins that are from different countries in that box. Number 5. The movie was very frightening. We watched it last night. Which? Repeat. The movie which we watched last night was very frightening. Number 6. The pictures belong to Mark. I found them in the desk. Which? Repeat. The pictures which I found in the desk belong to Mark. Number 7. The furniture is very modern. The neighbors bought it. That. Repeat. The furniture that the neighbors bought is very modern. Number 8. The class was really difficult. I took it last year. That. Repeat. The class that I took last year was really difficult.
Go to figure 7. Look at the definitions and use them to answer the questions. Respond with long answers, then repeat the answers.
Let's do number 1 together. Listen. What is a tape recorder? Read your definition like this. A tape recorder is a machine which records tapes. Repeat. A tape recorder is a machine which records tapes. Number 2. What is a thermostat? Repeat. A thermostat is an instrument which controls the temperature in a building. Number 3. What is a passport? Repeat. A passport is a document which is used to travel to other countries. Number 4. What is a coach? Repeat. A coach is a person who teaches physical education. Number 5. What is a judge? Repeat. A judge is an official who makes decisions in a court of law. Number 6. What is a jury? Repeat. A jury is a group of people who help make decisions in a court of law. Number 7. What is a criminal case? Repeat. A criminal case is a case that deals with illegal actions. Number 8. What is a civil case? Repeat. A civil case is a case which deals with a disagreement between two private citizens.
Go to Figure 8. Listen to a question and circle the letter with the best answer.
Number 1. Do you think your grade is fair? Number 2. What kind of aid did they give those people? Number 3. Which sign represents money? Number 4. What did the doctor tell you about your back pain? Number 5. What is driving a car without a driver's license? Number 6. What's the definition of justice?
Listen to the questions and correct answers. Check your answers.
Number 1. Do you think your grade is fair? The answer is letter B. Repeat. Yes, I think it's a just grade. Number 2. What kind of aid do they give those people? The answer is letter B. Repeat. They help them with food and housing. Number 3. Which sign represents money? The answer is letter C. Repeat. This is the dollar sign used to represent money. Number 4. What did the doctor tell you about your back pain? The best answer is letter C. Repeat. He prescribed certain exercises. Number 5. What is driving a car without a driver's license? The answer is letter A. Repeat. It's illegal. Number 6. What's the definition of justice? The answer is letter A. Repeat. Justice is the action or power of the law.
This is the end of Tape 3A, Book 21.